But that's what the court ruled. In response to that, this legislature is returning to its constitutionally vested authority to appoint members of university boards of trustees, a constitutional power that it had by statute for years allowed the executive to exercise. The bill also does change the number of employees that are exempt from the State Personnel Act. It reduces the overall number from 1,500 to 300. That sounds like quite a cut. You have to understand that in 2011, the number was 105. So it's nearly three times what it was 2011. I realize that this bill has a lot of pages. I say that because I don't want to do a disservice, because as we've learned, the record is very important as what's said on the floor. However, most of the pages are simply restating law that is already codified. So at the risk of wearing out my welcome on the floor, I will say that this bill is a good step forward in reasserting legislative authority vested by the Constitution and entrusted to the members of this body. I would appreciate your support. I would urge you to vote for this bill. And of course, Mr. Speaker, I stand ready to answer questions. Mr. Speaker, I request to have staff on the floor and would request that the Sergeant-at-Arms staff provide a chair for the staff person to use.
Both requests will be granted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
To debate the legislation.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a major concern about the speed of this legislation. I was sent here by my constituency to represent them to the best of my ability. Since learning of this bill, just recent times, I have been inundated by telephone calls and by email that they don't like for us to pass legislation that they've not had ample opportunity to review. I want personally to have time to review it. I have had the opportunity that many of my constituents have not had. So if I'm going to properly represent them, I respectfully must vote no. I don't see any reason this legislation can't be properly vetted among the public and among those who sent us here. At that time, there's ample time to do that in the next session, so I'll be voting no.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Michaud, rise?
To ask Representative Lewis a question.
Does the gentleman from Harnett yield to the gentleman from Durham?
I yield, yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, going to the election section of this bill and the makeup of the new State Board of Elections, from what I read in here, the number constituted on the board would be 8 in the final analysis based on that?
Mr. Speaker, respectfully to my esteemed colleague, I don't believe the gentleman is referring to House Bill 17 with the inquiry that he's asked. If I may, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor to respond to the gentleman.
I completely understand that there are different bills that are moving. I think the gentleman is asking a question about Senate Bill 4 and not House Bill 17, unless I've missed it in this bill.
The bill that is before the body at this point is House Bill 17. The short title is Modify Certain Appointments and Employment. It should be on the it's on the dashboard. Representative Shuff,
Mr.
you want
Speaker, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I still want, because this involves the appointment of boards of trustees for the university system.
Chair, the gentleman is recognized for an inquiry. Does the gentleman from Harnett yield?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
I'm sorry. I now have the House Committee substitute. The original bill carried the other one. Let me ask you, what you're doing now is you're taking away the authority of the governor to appoint two members to each of the boards of trustees of the, in the university system. Is that correct?
Representative, thank you for the question. I would respond by saying the bill reasserts the constitutional authority of the General Assembly to name trustees to the university boards of trustees.
Further question?
Does the gentleman from Harnett yield to an additional question?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Would you tell me how the governor got the authority to appoint two members to the board, two members to the board of trustees of the of each university?
Representative, thank you for the question. It is my understanding, and you certainly know I have not served as long as you, so you may know the exact date and time that it was done. It's my understanding that that was delegated authority via statute, and the General Assembly at some point in the past, and I do apologize for not knowing the date. I can try to find that out for you before we get to third. At some point, the General Assembly took the constitutional authority, which is vested to it, and allowed the state's executive to exercise part of that authority. This bill reasserts that we are going to revoke that delegation of our constitutional authority and exercise the responsibility ourselves.
Follow up.
Does the gentleman from Harnett yield to an additional question from the gentleman from Durham?
Yes, sir. I yield.
He yields. Gentleman's recognized.
Does the Constitution you have in your hand, or the bill, or any other legislation that you know of, give the authority to the Board of Governors to appoint trustees to separate colleges and universities, and when did that happen?
Thank you for that question, Representative. To the best of my knowledge, the Board of Governors itself is not mentioned in this document. I believe that the Board of Governors is the elected means by which the legislature exercises its constitutional authority over the university system. We have delegated part of that, as I said, which is naming trustees to certain member institutions of the university system, to the state's chief executive. We are going forward not going to delegate that authority to the state's executive.
Speak on that portion of the bill, sir.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I've been here, Representative Lewis, quite a while, and I've seen some changes happen and occur. Let me tell you about this situation. At one time, the university system was run by a Board of Higher Education. The Board of Higher Education eventually morphed into legislation that set up the University Board of Governors. That University Board of Governors, in setting that up, was in 1971, with tweaks made to it in 1973. During that time, the reason it was set up that way was to keep the universities from having to come over here by themselves and each one of them lobby all of the members of this body. That was the reason that the university board was set up, and to give overall credence to the university system. In that legislation we put in there the fact that even though we didn't want lobbyists coming over here, that there had to be a personal representative to for those schools and universities, thereby giving the governor the authority to appoint two people to the board of trustees of each of those institutions. The other ones were done by the board of governors, which and it still kept that single situation with those separate universities. And the speaker knows a little bit about this, too, because the speaker served on the board of governors about the time it got organized. And there were several other things put in there which were pulled out, which were unconstitutional. I guess the bottom line, what I'm saying to you is that what you're doing, in my book, is overreaching a situation where the governor ought to have, since the governor is titular education head, ought to still maintain some authority to appoint at least the way it is right now. I'm concerned, and I see Mr. Stam is picking up the microphone, but anyway, I'm concerned, my concern is basically that we've got several cases where overreach may be really unconstitutional. I'm thinking about McCrory versus Berger. I'm thinking about Nixon versus GSA. I'm thinking about several other cases that have been brought up where power has been given to the authority, but then taken back away from them at the time. I just don't see why, because we have had a change in the governorship, that you want to deprive the new governor of the opportunity that every other governor in this state has had. And that is the authority to appoint at least only two members to each university board of governors. And I'm trying to say it in a nice way, folks. But, and I'm serious about that. But because you can, you shouldn't. It's just that simple. You have the authority to...
Just a minute, Representative Shea, just... I certainly welcome all of our guests and glad you all are here this evening, but I would ask and remind guests of the rules that one of the things that's not permitted are outbursts, those kinds of things that would interfere with the deliberations of the House. So I would ask the guest to please observe that rule. The gentleman from Durham continues to have the floor. The gentleman will please take his seat. The gentleman will take his seat or he will be removed from the gallery. The gentleman will be... Members, the House will stand at ease momentarily while the Sergeant Arms will clear the gallery.